Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12125. Stacy Maloney is seeking a variance from the corner front yard setback on a corner lot, section 115-35 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Breezewood Drive and Whisperwood Lane. The 911 address is 131 Whisperwood Lane, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 231. Staff would note that we received zero letters of opposition, one letter of support, and one mail return. We received a letter of support from Michael Fernari, who lives down the street from Stacy and believes that the garage addition was well done and fitting in the neighborhood and has no issue with the requested variance. Additionally, he is the president of the Breezewood Homeowners Association and supports the granting of the variance. Specifically, the applicant is seeking an 8.3-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner front setback. Staff would also note that a building permit was issued, which indicated the proper setbacks for this neighborhood as well as for the corner front. I have nothing else.
My name is Doug Griffin. I'm the builder.
Okay. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas D. Griffin, 8004 Scott Shore Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I think Ms. Maloney's owned the home since 2006. She's not the original owner of the home. It's a modular house. And you could tell whoever put the house in there originally, they kept it all the way to the left side of the house, or left side of the lot, with the intentions of building the garage on the right-hand side. She contacted me about building a 24-by-24 garage, and I met her at the property. And she was certain that the property line was closer to the road than where it actually was. But if you look at the pictures that I give, you can see that there's large trees and landscaping and whatnot way out beyond what we now know is the property line. But all in all, she thought that her property was further. And we went ahead and we built the garage. And upon the girl coming up to check the setback, we found out that the property line is not where she thought. And actually, the property cuts in hard on the back side, so therefore the back corner of the garage is the tightest part. As it goes towards the front, I think it widens out. But there again, if you look at the pictures, you can see that I can see how she had the idea that her property went further. There's ivy there. There's a fence out about equal with the garage that had been there for quite some time. And she maintained the landscaping and whatnot there. the driveway that comes in off of Whisper Wood, we just reused the driveway again. We didn't have to add on to that or anything. Like I said, it's nothing that she has done. I can take it on the chin a little bit that I should have probably had it surveyed to be sure that we knew where it was. But just when you looked at it, it just looked like it was all hers as it was maintained.
Is that the stakes on it? It was already staked out?
I'm sorry?
Was already surveyed stakes out on it?
No, I paid to have the survey done once the girl from the county came up to check the setbacks.
Okay.
So I went ahead and hired a private surveyor that came in, and that's when we found out just how far over that was.
That's right, you found it out because you
correct
did it yourself.
Right.
Okay.
And her, she wanted most of the houses in that development have garages. She was one of the few that didn't have a garage, so it doesn't change the look of the neighborhood. It kind of now it blends in more than it did before.
Okay, Mr. Mears, you have any questions?
And if we're sort of going to shift the blame to the homeowner, thinking their property line isn't where it is, shouldn't your client be with you tonight to tell her part of the story?
I told her I would take care of it for her, so it's kind of.
I think she needs to be here, Jamie. She owns the property, and she's the one that showed you where the lines were.
Right. I think she needs to be here.
Mr. Berkman?
I think it's all right. And people make mistakes before like that, and it's not that far off I don't see where she needs to be here, but it's up to the rest of the other two.
I understand what you're saying. The thing, the reason I didn't think that it was necessary is the way I look at the property is that the garage isn't impeding on the site of the intersection as far as blocking any view. It's way over a lot further than where the trees are that are out past it.
Homeowner had no problem with it, many.
The homeowners association.
Association had no problem with it, so I really don't see a big problem. What were you going to ask him, Bruce, if he came up? I mean, he's answering the questions, so, but.
What were you going to ask the homeowner when she came? There's something that he couldn't.
Just why she thought her property line was where it was, what made her think that.
Well, she had rented the property for
and
quite some.
And who got the building permit?
I pulled the building permit.
You pulled the building
yes,
permit.
Yes, I did.
So you knew the, you went, you laid it out by what you thought was the property line to be in the setbacks. Is that correct?
When I laid it out, I did not realize that it was in this, that we had a problem with the setback.
So what was your setback?
Well, I thought it was 10, but because it's on a corner, I think it's now 15.
The building permit's not in here, is it?
I have a copy in my file. Send it down for you to look. It does indicate that the 15-foot corner on the Breezewood.
But you thought it was 10 feet?
Yes. But then I found out since it's on a corner, it's 15.
But you didn't look at the permit?
I pulled the permit, correct.
Isn't it written on the permit, 15?
Yeah, he signed it right there.
From where the garage is to the edge of the road is probably 22 feet. That's why, just looking at it, I thought we had plenty of room.
But it says on there that your setback is 15 feet.
Correct, and it looked like I had way
more
than
that.
That.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Jamie?
I just want to make sure. You said it's about 20 to 22 feet from the edge of paving to the property line?
Correct.
Okay. So if it had been 10 feet, you would have been fine.
That's right. It's so far over, I just never questioned it. I mean, it's...
Are you aware if there's been any complaints from the neighbors about this?
No.
Does it have any impact on the visibility of traffic at that intersection?
Definitely not. If you look at the drawing, the photos that I sent, there's some large, large trees that are way out past the garage. But there again, they're probably 15 feet from the garage. So as you're going down Breezewood, those trees are way out past the garage. If you're at that intersection, this garage is way over from anything that would...
How far away is it from the tree? Like, if the edge of the tree to the edge of the garage, how far is that?
I'm guessing about probably 15 feet, 13, 15 feet, somewhere in that neighborhood.
And is there a well and septic at all on the property?
No, it's all private, I believe.
All right. Do you know if there ever had been well and septic on that property?
I can't answer that. While I was there, it's always been a central water and sewer. But there is no septic system there. And the way the lot is laid out, that's the only place you could put a garage, because on the opposite side, I think the house is only like 12 feet off the property line.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Okay.
I got another question. When they surveyed, did they find any old pegs when they surveyed?
I can't answer that. I really don't know. I don't know.
I didn't know either.
I mean, I looked for pegs because she wasn't, you know, she told me that she thought that the property line was out by the landscaping, and several times when we were working around there, there was a fence where the garage is now. A fence continued on towards the front of the house, and it turned and dived into the house for her dogs. And as we tore the bushes out and tore the fence out, I'd kind of scratch around to see, and I never did find anything, so.
Yeah. You usually pull a survey when you do a garage, most of the time you do that.
No, I don't.
You don't?
Well, I've said, if I think it's a very tight lot, I will. But there again, it was just so much room there, I didn't. But yeah, typically we have kind of a lesson learned. I always get the surveyor to come out and pin the houses on the property that I do. Of course, most of the things I've built out in the county or, you know, where I have a lot more room, don't do a lot of development work, but it's a good lesson learned.
No further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve case 1,121-25. The shape and size of the lot make it a hardship, and it's a corner lot. The variance is necessary to enable to use of the property. If it's like that when they bought it, the variance will not alter essential character in the neighborhood. The homeowner association have no problem with it. It's a minimum variance before relief and the lease modifications.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,125. All those in favor of the motion? Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,125 is approved.
Have you learned anything?
Yes, ma'am. Trust me. I've lost a couple nights of sleep over this.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.